another super interesting presentation on venue transfer and mandamus at the Federal Circuit. For those of us that practice here in Texas, we would love to hear about this and be up to date on it. And our speaker is Seth Lloyd from Morrison & Foerster. He's a member of the firm's appellate and Supreme Court practice, and he has particular experience with patent appeals before the Federal Circuit. He served as a law clerk for Judge Taranto of the Federal Circuit and earned his JD from Stanford Law School. So thank you, Seth.
Great, thanks for that introduction. The only thing I'll add on that is that as an appellate lawyer, I'm much more comfortable if I get interrupted, you know, once or twice a minute. So people, you don't need to wait till the end. Feel free if you have comments or questions as we go. Feel free to speak up. Also, as an appellate lawyer, you know, the Supreme Court has really drummed into us all. You start with this text, and venue is, of course, a statute-driven issue in U.S. courts. Venue, of course, refers to where a case can be brought, and the locale in which district or districts the plaintiff can sue, and the plaintiff gets to choose. So, of course, the plaintiff gets to choose, but the plaintiff is constrained by statute, and so the defendant has two ways, at least by statute, to try to override the plaintiff's choice of venue. The first is to show that, in fact, the chosen venue is not proper by statute. And so that, under 1406, a plaintiff can choose or can seek to either dismiss the action or have it transferred to a venue that would be proper. And so 1406 provides kind of the stronger medicine, and that's because 1406 is compulsory. It says that the case, if venue is not proper, the case shall be dismissed or transferred. So it's not discretionary with the district court. The other way that the defendant can try to override the plaintiff's choice of forum is a convenience transfer under 1404. And so I think in Texas you hear a lot about convenience transfers and convenience motions. There's a multi-factor test for that looks at the private and public interest factors. You know, these are things like the relative ease of access to sources of proof, the availability of compulsory process, all those, you know, factors that you're going to march through in your motion if you're seeking transfer. But the thing about 1404 convenience transfer is that, unlike 1406, it's discretionary. And so you have to show it's clearly more convenient, and there's far much more discretion with the district court in whether to grant or deny that motion. Today, I'm not actually going to focus on convenience transfer. If that's something you're interested in, I would urge you to look at the decision from the Fifth Circuit, actually, this week in the TikTok case. I think there's, you know, it's maybe incremental, but I think there's interesting back and forth between the Fifth Circuit and the Federal Circuit. It's this interesting dynamic where on convenience transfers, the Federal Circuit is applying Fifth Circuit law, but, you know, the Federal Circuit's law might not really quite be the same as the Fifth Circuit's law on this issue. And so TikTok kind of clarifies what the Fifth Circuit law is supposed to be, and we'll see how kind of the Federal Circuit reacts to that. Instead, I'm going to focus on improper venue and the development of that law since the Supreme Court's kind of watershed decision on this in 2017 in T.C. Heartland. And the other rubric to kind of think about the venue issues is the mandamus test. So the Federal Circuit is generally reviewing mandamus, though I'll talk a little bit about some of the ways in which, the Federal Circuit is generally reviewing venue under the mandamus standard, though it can sometimes be reviewed in the regular course of an appeal as well. But here you have the familiar kind of three-factor mandamus test, whether someone has a clear and indisputable right. So under mandamus review, it's not enough to show that the district court erred. You have to show clearly erred, patently erred, or even when there's an abuse of discretion standard, you have to show not just an abuse of discretion, but a clear abuse of discretion. So it's supposed to be a higher bar than your typical review. This second factor for venue cases ends up being an important issue because the idea is that there has to be no other adequate means for relief. And so that creates this difference in dynamic between venue transfer motions under 1406 and under 1404. So a convenience transfer that both the Federal Circuit and the Fifth Circuit have generally held is not reviewable post final judgment, because essentially at that point there would be no way to show that the error was not harmless.